Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live on the air to address your question or discuss your real-life issue by phone at 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and this is your invitation to listen and call. Basic Gospel. It intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. The basic gospel is this: Jesus Christ is alive. And boy, because he's alive, he has some incredible things to tell us. And this month, we're going to take a look at what he says about grace and money. You know, that's a subject that we don't like to talk about. We're very sensitive when that word money is even mentioned. And we really get sensitive and tight-lipped when the word giving is thrown about, or tithing, or that sort of thing. But it's a very important subject for us to deal with. We all have to face money. We all have to have it. We all need it. We all want it. It's an essential for day-to-day living. But does the Bible have anything to say to us about money, about our attitudes toward money, and how we should use money? And the answer to that is a resounding yes. So I think this is going to be an exciting month for us as we delve into this subject, as we tackle this sensitive issue. We want you to ask any question that you have about money, about what the Bible has to say about money. And I think what it's going to lead us to is some real life interaction about faith in Jesus Christ, what it means to be content in Jesus Christ, what it means to be stewards rather than owners, what it means to truly reflect the character of God in this world today. So we're really looking forward to this month, and many of you may be wanting to tune the radio dial to another station right now, but I encourage you to stick with us because this can be some really life-changing stuff. I think it's going to open up the door for us to really see the gospel in that nitty-gritty, rubber-meets-the-road type of way that we need to see it and embrace it and live it in day-to-day life. So this month, grace and money. We're excited about it. If you have questions, we encourage you to call right now. Let's talk about this sensitive subject on Basic Gospel.
This, of course, is Basic Gospel, and the number is 1-800-677-9377. Lines are wide open right now. All the time remaining on the clock. Want you to take it up as you call. 1-800-677-9377. If you'd like to talk about the issue of money, if you'd like to talk about some other issue, perhaps a Bible question you can't quite understand, good opportunity right now. 1-800-677-9377. Bob, did you want to have something?
Yeah, I wanted to say something. In the letter that we sent out last month to all of our supporters and that sort of thing, I told them what we were going to talk about in the month of March. I asked for their prayers. I asked for their support as we tackled this subject. But I also said that I was going to reveal today the verse or the passage in the Bible that I think is the absolute most important verse in the Word of God that deals with money.
Drum roll, please.
That's right. This is the drum roll moment. And it's in the book of Galatians, chapter 5. And I will read it, and you'll think, what in the world does that have to do with money? Well, it doesn't mention money. It doesn't mention wealth. It doesn't mention riches. But I still think it's the most important. And here it is, Galatians 5, verse 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. I think that is the most important passage or scripture in the Bible about money, how we are to handle money as believers in Christ. I know in my own life, money became a tool to spend on things that would help gratify the desires of the flesh. If my flesh was active, I was being dragged and tugged by the temptations of this world. Money was always in the mix. And I would normally, if I gave in, would spend money to buy something that would gratify a desire of the flesh for me. Mm-hmm. But if we live in the Spirit, it says that we are going to bear the fruit of the Spirit, and that fruit consists of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And if we get right, you know, at the beginning of this list, love forces us to think of others more highly than we think of ourselves. That's significant when it comes to the use of money. How do we spend our money? Is it just on ourselves, or do we use it as a resource to further the kingdom of God? Joy. We try to buy so many things out there to bring joy to our hearts. We want to be happy, and we think money, the things that we can buy with money, can make us happy. Peace, that's a fruit of the Spirit. That's part of this ninefold fruit of Spirit that God's Spirit works in us. Peace, we want peace. I've talked to men over and over and over, and I've asked them the question, if you could have anything in life, what would it be? And the answer comes back most often, if I could just have some peace. Yeah. And boy, they want to buy it. They want to use money to buy it, but you can't buy peace. Peace is a result of trust in Jesus Christ, patience. Boy, don't we need patience in this world.
I'll say.
And you just look at all the credit card commercials out there. They're not endorsing patience at all. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. Why wait? Have everything now. So what if you don't have the money? Go ahead and charge it up. We'll fund it for you. And then we'll charge just a buttload of interest on the backside of that.
And then you ask them to have patience while you pay it back.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you get down to the end, self-control. Fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And boy, do we need self-control when it comes to money, when it comes to the use of money and our attitudes toward money. And so that's why I think this passage in Galatians 5:16 is the most important verse in the Bible as it relates to money. And we're really going to unpack this verse this particular month as we look at four specific things in the Word of God that deal with money. First is worship. Worship, where is your heart? And we're going to learn that whatever you worship will ultimately control you. Mm-hmm. Contentment. Where is true contentment to be found? Stewardship. How do we steward the resources that God has provided? And then the fourth, giving. And we're going to look at giving in a completely different way than what you may have ever looked at it before. And I think it will be a great encouragement to you. Yeah. So, we're excited about grace and money. Well, let's go to our phone lines and talk with Janine listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Janine.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to give an awesome testimony about how the Lord has worked in my husband and I's life since we got saved. We were in financial debt before we had gotten saved, and we lost our home. And my brother, who was a believer a long time, he said, if you're going to follow the Lord, he says, I just want to give you some advice to start tithing your money to the Lord if you really want to get out of debt. And my husband was reluctant at first, but as he grew to love the Lord and obey his word, we started tithing. And that was 7 years ago. And if it wasn't for that, we would have never got out of debt. And the more we tithe and we were giving, and because God had laid things on our hearts, like we would tithe and he would just give us more. And we can honestly say that we're debt-free now, and God is so good and he's so faithful. And I just wanted to give this testimony to encourage other people, because people are reluctant about tithing, but God, you know, his word is true and it does not return void. And those are his promises to us, because some people say, well, that's in the Old Testament and that's not for today. But God is not a God who lies, and he just blesses. And he has made us really good stewards of his money now, because it's all his, where I used to go spend. He even took that away from me. I have no desire to spend, but I want to give. I give to the poor.
Well, here's the deal, Janine, and I think this is a wonderful testimony, and this is something that we'll talk about later on in the month as it relates to giving. giving is really a reflection of God's character. God so loved that he gave. He gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And if Christ Jesus has come to live inside of us, then his character is going to start rubbing off on us. And part of that character is this desire to give, not to get back, simply to give, because that's who God is. And that's what God is doing inside of us. Now, let me ask you one question, Janine. When you speak of tithing, are you speaking of it in terms of I want to give 10%, that you gave 10% of your income? Or are you speaking of it in terms of, you know, I have to do it in order to be blessed by God?
No, because God knows our hearts and he wants us to give because out of a loving heart. And it was not, you know, at first it was like my husband was a little reluctant, but now he loves to give to the Lord, and it's a 10% that we give of our earnings before taxes, and God has blessed us immensely.
Well, and that's and you're doing that not out of a sense of obligation, but you're doing that as a cheerful giver, responding to the grace of God in your life. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because God loves a cheerful giver. And I don't want to think, you know, you just do that and God's going to bless you. No. You know, God wants you to, you know, just follow him and you know, read his word. And
well, the reason I wanted to ask you that, Janine, was this, is because there are so many people out there that when they hear the word tithing, they will hear it in terms of a law, an obligation, that if they don't tithe, that they may be punished, they may be cursed, all of those sort of things. So it takes the joy right out of giving. So I wanted to hear you speak to that and to say this is something that you're doing from your heart, not out of obligation or law or trying to get God to do something for you because you've done this. You're just simply saying, we have chosen to give 10%, and we do so joyfully, cheerfully, and we're living in the joy of that each and every day. And I think that's a marvelous testimony.
Yes, and God gives us joy in our hearts and peace that is amazing, that we've never had before in our lives. And we give all the glory and praise to Jesus. So I just wanted to call in just to give that testimony to people out there.
Well, thank you, Janine. Thank you so much for
doing that step of faith and do it, you know?
I agree. Giving is a step of faith because we're so afraid. We're afraid about tomorrow. You know, what if we lose our jobs? And what if we, you know, don't have food that we can eat? Or what if we can't pay our rent if we give today? And I think so many people face those fears.
I had $20 left one day, $20 for food. That's how bad it was. And I gave in an envelope to a ministry. And when I came back in the house, I had someone call me because I'm a hair cutter. And they called and they said, I don't usually call today, but I just need a haircut. And it was for $35, and I had money to put food on my table. And people need to step out in faith because God is real, and he's looking for people who are going to take him at his word and just trust him.
Yeah.
Well, and Janine, I have so many more testimonies. I can go on and on and on. But
well,
God
Janine,
is faithful.
Thank you for being the first to call in on this subject, and I appreciate the positive testimony. That is very encouraging. What I want to do, I want to put you on hold, and we have a special resource this month called Grace and Money. It's a two CD message series, plus there's a little booklet called Giving the New Covenant Way. And we just want to bless you with that for being on today's broadcast and just giving us this wonderful testimony. You hang on, okay?
God bless you.
Yeah. Great call from Janine. What a terrific encouragement that is. And, of course, the Grace and Money is, as Bob said, a two-CD series. a brand new series, as a matter of fact. What does the Word of God have to say about money? Well, quite a bit, as a matter of fact. We'd like for you to have a copy as well, and you get one. If for any gift, a gift of any amount, a generous gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, then Grace and Money is yours, not the actual greenback, but the series.
The series. That's exactly right.
So take advantage of this, friends, and find out exactly what the Word of God has to say about money. And we'll be discussing that, of course, during the month of March here on the broadcast. But get this two CD series. It's yours for a gift of any amount. You can find a copy when you visit our website, basicgospel.net, basicgospel.net, or calling our operator at 1-800-727-2828. That's 800-727-2828.
Well, thanks, Bob. Our number, we still have some open lines, 1-800-677-9377. What's your favorite verse in the Bible on money? What's the verse that has meant more to you on that particular subject than any other? If you have a favorite verse, we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. Posted that to my Twitter account and Facebook account, and hopefully people will respond to that, and we would love some response to that particular question here on the broadcast.
Again, well, tell that, folks how they find your blog online.
Well, they can go to, our Basic Gospel website, and we have all the blog information right there on the down on the left-hand corner. We have our Twitter account, which is at Basic Gospel RDO. You can follow us on Facebook at Basic Gospel. We're just right there. And so all of this information, I'll post some things, some other members of staff will post some things, and we would love for you to follow along with us, to like us on Facebook, to follow us on Twitter, to be a part of what we're doing there on social media. So if you're a social media person, if that's something that you like to do, and it's interesting, my mom called me last week, and she's 78 years of age, and she has just started her own Facebook account. So she's getting into the social media thing. So I think it's something for all of us. Yeah. And it's interesting, the fastest growing segment of the population as far as Facebook is concerned is the 65 and older group, which is quite interesting. Yeah. So come be a part of this social media
madness,
all of that. But there's wonderful information. It's a great way to connect.
Yeah. 1-800-677-9377. Time and open lines. Again, 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to Brooklyn and talk to Jermaine listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Jermaine.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
Great. I think that giving is wonderful when you give the gospel that reflects God's character, God's principles and personality. Because otherwise, if you give to anyone that comes to preach that gospel but not preaching the true gospel, you're just putting money in the pocket and be rich over you.
Well, that's right. There's this idea of giving, and then the question comes, but who do you give to? And I think that's a more significant question to ask.
Definitely.
More so even above how much. So we always get caught up in the how much, but never the who to.
It's not even how much. It's who do you give it to? Because there are so many gospels out there that are not being the true gospel. And people just think that by giving them, they're going to get blessings from God. Instead, they just making them richer, and they're getting poorer because they don't even know who they give it to.
That's exactly right. Well, excellent point, Jermaine. I appreciate you making that on today's broadcast.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Great to hear from you. Let's go to the Bronx and talk with Sam listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Sam.
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing fine.
Yes, I have a question on tithe. Do we tithe on gross or we tithe on net? I need a clarification. Sometimes I get confused. You speak to another person, he says it's on gross. Another person says it's on net. And
well, and then there's some people that will answer that question. Well, what do you want to be blessed on, your net or your gross?
I want the truth. What is God saying? I want to go by the word of God.
Sam, there's nothing in the Word of God that really speaks to that specific question. There's a lot in the Old Testament that Bible scholars have used to make the claim that you need to tithe on your gross. Just let that come off the top. But the point I want to make to you, Sam, is that we are living in a new covenant. And this new covenant came into being the day that Jesus bled and died, the day that he gave up his life for you and me. And so now we're in a new covenant. And Sam, in this new covenant, we are to excel in the grace of giving. And all of the principles of the grace of giving are outlined for us in 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9. And in that, we see nothing about the amount we're to give. There is no verse in those two chapters that talk about how much. It's only dealing with attitudes, the fact that we should give willingly, that we should give cheerfully. We should give based on what we have, not what we don't have. We should give enthusiastically. We should give generously, and we should give expectantly. Those are the attitudes that Paul addresses under that umbrella of the grace of giving. So, Sam, as far as your giving is concerned, that's something that you decide between you and the Lord. Let the Spirit of God answer that question for you, and then step out on in faith and give accordingly. So maybe it's only 3%, maybe it's 20%, and maybe that's on gross, and maybe that's on net. It doesn't really matter. Just give joyfully, cheerfully, enthusiastically, willingly, and generously, and you'll find that you can't outgive God, that he's always going to be faithful to you to meet your needs according to his riches and glory, and then just let that grow over time.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, somewhat. My question is still not answered, but
well, Sam, okay. I don't think it's a question that God wants you to answer. I mean, are you gonna feel better about yourself if you give off the gross or the net? I mean, that's...
Well, I just want to be obedient as much as possible. So, I mean, if it's on net, if it's on gross, I want to be obedient. I don't want to give to satisfy myself that I've given. What if you've done it all right, but it's not in obedience to what the Word of God is saying?
Well, Sam, if you're moving to the impulse of God's Spirit working inside of you, say, Sam, you look at your neighbor across the way, and you see that your neighbor is in need, and you go and kind of dig around a little bit and find out what the need is, and then God moves in your heart to give that much. So you give that much. Say your neighbor needs $200, and so God moves in your heart to give $200. Are you being obedient to God's Spirit working in you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, does the question of should I tithe off net or gross enter into that mix? Absolutely not. So it has to do with need and what you can do based on what you have, cheerfully, generously, expectantly, and willingly. Okay? You hang on, Sam. Let me send you this Grace and Money CD set along with the booklet. We would love for you to have it.
Indeed, there is a brand new offer on the table for the month of March. We've been talking about it. It's the new series by Bob Christopher that poses the question, does the Word of God have anything to say about money, our attitudes toward money, and how to wisely use money? The answer, of course, as we've said, is a resounding yes. And you'll learn what it says in this two CD series entitled Grace and Money, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. You can donate at basicgospel.net, or you can call 1-800-727-2828. That's 800-727-2828, up to 6 o'clock Central Time today. Grace and Money, the new 2-CD series by Bob Christopher. Yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Also, a great conference coming up, friends. I'm really looking forward to this one. It's called Stand 2014. Be sure to check our website for information on it. You'll find it at stand2014.com or at basicgospel.net. Either website will give you the information that you need about this conference coming up June 19th through the 21st. Finding solid footing in a broken world. Stand 2014, the conference with Bob Christopher, Andrew Farley, and John Lynch. By the way, all the resources we talk about or mention on the broadcast are available to aid your understanding of the Christian life. Well, you can find them when you visit store.basicgospel.net. We hope you'll take advantage of it and our full website. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.